Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer Cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone. See?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer for Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel. 10 and 2.
Well, look for live and feeder futures to open on a mixed basis this morning, tied to residual selling on one hand and short covering on the other. The hog issues also look to begin with uneven price action and slow volume. The cash cattle market should remain trapped in slow motion, with bids and asking prices still poorly defined. Significant trade volume not expected to surface until later in the week. Our guess is that initial asking prices should be around $122 in our part of the country. Live and feeder contracts should open on a mixed basis, thanks to follow-through selling and short covering. Now look for the cash hog trade to open with bids 50 cents to a dollar lower, with buyers mindful of both a slow increase in ready numbers and a softening undertone in the wholesale pork box. Negotiated receipts on Monday were no better than moderate, and packers may find it necessary to firm spending late in the week in order to adequately fund the slaughter plan. But until then, they're likely to remain on the defensive. Look for hog futures to begin with uneven price action with slow volume this morning. On the grains, the crops closed lower with double-digit declines in soybeans and spring wheat as rain fell in parts of the Midwest during the weekend, and more is on the way by midweek. Fund selling was noted. Friday's CFTC report showed funds reduced their net longs in corn and hard red winter wheat as of last Tuesday and reduced their net shorts in soybeans and soft red winter wheat. The three wheat markets were lower, led by spring wheat as expected. Rain in the northern plains this week may aid conditions there. The rain may improve the maturing spring wheat, but it will not make up for fewer acres and the drought damage early in the growing season. Winter wheat harvest is winding down in key states as well. Now, corn closed about 2.5 cents lower yesterday, which was quite a bit above the day's lows that included a one-week low in December. And the soybeans also closed lower, but up from their early lows. The rain plus a lack of harmful heat in the forecast has encouraged selling. We'll check all your futures in just a moment.
Some great cattle to be offered next week by Superior Livestock during their Silver Anniversary Edition of Video Royale. They'll be selling Monday, July 31st out of their Fort Worth studios on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com, 8 a.m. Central Time start time, then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday from Winnemucca, Nevada. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give Superior Livestock a call at 800-422-2117. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Well, at the close yesterday, August live cattle was down 255 at 113.87. October down $3 at 114.40. August feeder cattle down 450, 148.45. September down 447 at 148.67. August hogs down 72 cents at 80.37. October was down 77 at 66.45. Kansas City hard red winter wheat, September was down 8.5, 487.5. December down 8.25 yesterday at 514.5. Chicago wheat, September down 10.5 cents at 488.75. December was down 9 cents yesterday at 513.5. September corn down 2.5 cents, 377.25. And December was down 2.75 at 390.75. August soybeans down 11.5, 997.5. And September down 11.75 at 1002.5. On the cotton futures, October's up 15, 69.15. December up 32, 68.61. September crude oil up 75, 47.09. October's up 73, 47.24. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.